For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. As Halloween approaches, many people will dress as scary characters from movies and pop culture. One of the most enduring of these characters is Frankenstein.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The creature brought to life by Victor Frankenstein is dear to the heart of USC English professor Paula Feldman. She's an expert on the life of Mary Shelley, who wrote the book that is considered the first science fiction novel. Feldman says the story took root from a series of tragic events in Shelley's life. She felt guilt over the deaths of her mother, her half-sister, and the first wife of her husband, poet Percy Shelley. When her first child died days after it was born, she was devastated. But then...
2 weeks afterwards, she has a dream. And this is a dream that inspires Frankenstein in a very creepy way. She writes, "Dreamed that my baby came to life again, that we rubbed it before the fire and it lived." And that is the germ of Frankenstein, bringing the dead to life. So a year before the writing of Frankenstein, the idea had become part of her psyche. How I wish I could bring the dead to life.
She began the book during a rainy summer in Switzerland. She, Shelley, his friend Lord Byron, and others had a ghost story writing contest to pass the time.
Here she is, surrounded by all these great literary minds. So it was a very intimidating situation, and she tried for 10 days to think of a story with no success. And then, finally, she has a dream of the dead coming to life, and she starts writing.
The resulting book was an instant success and has never been out of print the entire two centuries since its publication in 1818. Feldman says the story endures because it speaks to the deepest fears of our nature, the fear of being rejected, as Frankenstein's creature was.
I don't like to call him the monster. I call him the creature. He's a very sympathetic character, and he's rejected by society for something that he has no control over. I mean, I think all of us fear rejection. You know, in many ways, the novel expresses a kind of social commentary that is as relevant today, maybe even more relevant today than in her time, the way society has a habit of rejecting those who are different. And, you know, it's only been recently that criminologists have begun to accept the notion that society does create its own criminals.
One thing that the early Frankenstein films got right, said Feldman, is that the creature and Frankenstein are two sides of the same coin.
For example, you know, if you hold up to any five-year-old walking down the street a picture of Boris Karloff in the film and you say, "Who is this?" the child will say, "Frankenstein." And the child will be right, because Victor Frankenstein and the creature played by Boris Karloff are, in fact, one and the same being.
Ironically, said Feldman, the wild success of the novel did not make Mary Shelley wealthy, but its lasting impact on world culture did make her and her creature immortal. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.